Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll take a trip to Hawaii, fulfill a request, celebrate the birthday of Ted Kohler, have a hot dog, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, July 14th, marked the birth in 1894 in Washington, D.C. of lyricist Ted Kohler. He started out as a photo engraver, but left that field to work as a theater pianist. That led to his writing material for vaudeville and Broadway stars, and producing his own nightclub floor shows. He became a full-time songwriter in the late 20s and worked on Broadway musicals such as 9:15 Review, Earl Carroll Vanities, Americana, Cotton Club Parade, and Say When. He moved to Hollywood in the early 30s and worked on a number of successful film musicals, including Curly Top, starring Shirley Temple. His first and chief collaborator was Harold Arlen, but others with whom he worked included Harry Barris, Duke Ellington, Rube Bloom, Sammy Fain, Jay Gorney, Ray Henderson, Burton Lane, Jimmy McHugh, James Monaco, Sam H. Stepp, and Harry Warren. Ted Kohler died in Santa Monica, California on January 17, 1973. Kohler produced such memorable standards as Stormy Weather, Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, Get Happy, I Love a Parade, I Got a Right to Sing the Blues, Let's Fall in Love, As Long as I Live, Ill Wind, Some Sunday Morning, Animal Crackers in My Soup, I'm Shooting High, Spreadin' Rhythm Around, and these four.
Driving me wild, it's tough to take it and grin, and how you're rubbing it in, because you know that I'm in love with you. I'm so, you're so, I don't know, I'm just losing all hope. You're much, too much, I'm just about at the end of my rope. So stop upsetting my card, look out, I'm starting to burn. The worm will certainly turn if you don't stop, 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 you're breaking my heart.
Day. So wrap your troubles in. away until that sunshine beats through. There's only one thing to do. Just wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Your castles may topple, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. No use to grumble, just smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day? Say, just remember that sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your trouble in dreams and dream your troubles away.
Trousers pressed, shoes shine, I had my coat and vest resigned. Take a look at my lapel, see the flower, can't you tell I'm happy as the day is long. Haven't got a dime to lend, I've got a lot of time to spend. Just pocket full of air, feeling like a millionaire, cause I'm happy as the day is long. Got a heavy affair, and I'm having my fun. Am I walking on air? Gee, but I'm the lucky one. I got my peace of mind. Knock wood, I hear that love is blind. That's good, cause things never seem to worry me. So I'm happy as the day is long. Thank you.
something in the air that makes them feel that way.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
I heard somebody say it's Minnie the Moocher's wedding day.
Smokey Joe's so happy he can hardly wait. Spent $1 million for a wedding cake.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
I heard somebody say
Minnie the Moocher's wedding day. You better come on down. You better come on down.
Down to Chinatown.
Down to Chinatown.
Let me take you down.
Let me take you down. To see him kick the gong around. Million cokies singing hidey, hidey, hey. The king of Spain is gonna give the bride away.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
I heard somebody say
it's Minnie the Moocher's wedding day.
The king and queen of every nation were glad to get an invitation. The Prince of Wales said he would get away. Oh, Minnie the Moocher's wedding day.
Minnie the Moocher's wedding day.
Willie the Weeper, you will see there. He promised Smokey he would be there to see that everything turned out okay. Oh, Minnie the Moocher's wedding day.
Minnie the Moocher's wedding day.
Oh, oh.
Four sets of lyrics from the pen of Ted Kohler. We began with Jack White and his Collegians with the vocal by Tony Morris and Stop, You're Breaking My Heart, composed by Burton Lane and recorded December 15, 1937. Bandleader Jack White played clarinet, alto sax, and violin, but began as a professional football player, what we call soccer, with Everton. He started his band in Liverpool, but eventually was playing in London at the Hammersmith Palais, and then opposite Joe Loss at the Astoria Dance Hall. After serving in World War II, he returned to the Astoria, where he played for another 10 years. Besides providing vocals, Tony Morris also played saxophone and clarinet in the band. Next, it was the vocal trio of Maurice Elwin, John Thorne, and Kevin O'Connor with The Rhythmic Eight, directed by John Furman, and Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams. That Ted Kohler, Billy Mall, and Harry Barris collaboration was recorded on October 7, 1931. Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams was followed by Adrian Rollini and his orchestra in June of 1933, with Howard Phillips performing vocally on Happy as the Day is Long from Cotton Club Parade. We finished up with the Boswell Sisters, Connie, Martha, and Vet, and Minnie the Moocher's Wedding Day from a Brunswick 78, waxed November 22, 1932. Lyricist Ted Kohler, born July 14, 1894. I'm Glenn Robison, and the name of the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, I received a very nice email from listener Ron in Long Beach. He didn't request anything in particular, but his email had kind of a Hawaiian flair to it. So, for listener Ron in Long Beach, here are some rapidly rotating records having to do with Hawaii, beginning with Sam Lannon's Troubadours. Thank you.
I bring you kisses from over the sea. Hello, Willowa, how are you? I'm happy to find you still waiting for me. How I can you and I can wick, and you can whack, and we can wicky wicky wacky woo. Hello, Willowa, how are you? I'm glad to be back to Hawaii and you.
Thank you.
Whether he wanted them or not, there were some Hawaiian songs for listener Ron in Long Beach, California. We began with Sam Lennon's Troubadours with the vocal by Irving Kaufman and Hello, Aloha, How Are You, written by Abel Baer and L. Wolf Gilbert and recorded around April 1st, 1926. Then it was H.M. Barnes and his Blue Ridge Ramblers and Honolulu Stomp. Blue Ridge Ramblers was a hillbilly vaudeville group, H.M. Barnes was the band's promoter, and there was nothing at all Hawaiian about them. This is their only Hawaiian-flavored recording and features Russell Jones on steel guitar and Lonnie Austin on piano. Honolulu Stomp was composed by Fred Pilippo, who later changed his name to Phillips, and who had recorded the tune with his group, the Hawaiian Serenaders. We finished up with Annette Hanshaw, backed by Frank Ferreira's Hawaiian Trio, August 31, 1928, and Lonely Nights in Hawaii, written by Bernie Seaman and Marvin Smoljev.
You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, or anytime at all, streaming online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Have a request for a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic? Well, you can send any of those by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or you can send good old-fashioned cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. And speaking of requests, I received another email last week that did have a specific request in it. Listener Larry wanted to hear She's a New Kind of Old-Fashioned Girl by Jesse Crawford. Jesse recorded that in the Paramount Theater Studio in New York on May 7, 1929, accompanied by orchestra directed by Leonard Joy. Well, you were right, Larry. It was a long shot, and unfortunately I don't have that recording, but I do have a solo recording Jesse made at the Paramount just one day before. Here's Jesse Crawford.
flapper clothes, flashing silken hose. You may think her a trifle too gay, and those who criticize her mascarad eyes are too hard on the girl of today. She's a new kind of old-fashioned girl, likes to play around, cabaret around. She's as true as the old-fashioned girl. Underneath the paint, you will find the saint. She may dance till the break of the dawn, but her little fling doesn't mean a thing. Just as wise as her brother, and as good as her mother, she's a new kind of old-fashioned girl. Just what is wrong with the girl of today? That's a problem the world has to face. We blame it on this, and we blame it on that, but we don't seem to get any place. Nothing is wrong with the girl of today. Why get away from the truth? Mothers who fret over daughters who fret did the same thing in their youth. The girl of today is the same little girl who used to wear hoop skirts and lace. She says the same prayer, and the short skirt she wears has nothing to do with the case. It isn't the lipstick, the cocktail, the jazz. If some girl should happen to fall, it's the mother who says, if you're not home at 10, you don't have to come home at all. There's many a girl on the wrong road tonight who could have and would have been good, and each one of them is a living mistake of a parent who misunderstood. So make a pal of your daughter, tell her what's what, and don't hide that book on the shelf. It's the girl who is wise to the ways of the world, who can always take care of herself. She's just as wise as her brother, and as good as her mother. She's a new kind of old-fashioned girl.
Thank you.
a couple of rapidly rotating records by Jesse Crawford for listener Larry. We just heard A Precious Little Thing Called Love, written by Lou Davis and J. Fred Coots from April 1, 1929. Before that, we had Leonard Joy conducting the orchestra on She's a New Kind of Old-Fashioned Girl. Well, two out of three ain't bad. All we were missing to fulfill Larry's request was Jesse Crawford. But in his place, we did have Whispering Jack Smith on April 24th, 1929. She's a New Kind of Old-Fashioned Girl was written by Billy Rose and Vincent Rose. We began on May 6, 1929 in the Paramount Theater Studio, and I Love to Hear You Singing, written by Lillian Glanville and Hayden Wood. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. July is National Hot Dog Month, and according to the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council, just between Memorial Day and Labor Day, Americans will consume 7 billion hot dogs, with 155 million of them on July 4th alone. The term hot dog is credited to sports cartoonist Tag Dorgan, who coined the term in a cartoon drawn from the press box at a 1901 baseball game at the Polo Grounds in New York. So to commemorate National Hot Dog Month, here are some rapidly rotating records about hot dogs, beginning with Gene Cardos and his orchestra.
To meet the girlfriend, oh boy, I feel proud. I want to holler out loud. Hear that grandstand cheering, oh boy, my skies are clearing. With a hot dog, a blanket, and you. There's our team in action. Now I'll get satisfaction from a hot dog, a blanket, and you. Gee, what a sight, oh, what a fight. Look at the fullback go. Boy, what a play, he'll get away. Hold that tiger. Gee, I'm feeling silly. Please pass the piccalilli with a hot dog, a blanket, and you.
Of a school do you think that we've got? If I had my way, you'd be put on a spot. Now here is a cheer that has plenty heart, so give him everything you've got. The only way to make us cheer is give us back our pre-war beer.
Thank you. frogs and sarsaparilla beneath the beach umbrella, and you to make the day so sunny. I'll write love letters to you in the sand. Oh, won't it be grand? You'll be wicky wacky wooing at the seashore. Oh boy, there's nothing sweller. Hot dogs and sarsaparilla with lots of kisses from my honey, my honey. You'll be my Cinderella, I'll be that lucky fella. Hot dogs and sarsaparilla with you.
Frankfurter sandwiches. Lena loves Frankfurter sandwiches, Frankfurter sandwiches. She don't care much for Pixby 99. Pickles, sauerkraut, she loves cheese with pumpernickels. Every night she whispers Frankfurter sandwiches, Frankfurter sandwiches. I feel there's something wrong. Instead of woman's caressing, all she keeps doing is pressing. Frankfurter sandwiches, Frankfurter sandwiches, all day long.
Lanson is orchestra, and Every Day I Bring Her Frankfurter Sandwiches, written by Harry Pease, Al Dubin, and Ed G. Nelson. The vocalist on that May 17, 1927 Columbia recording was by Al Lance. Little is known about Al Lentz, but that was not the band's only novelty record. They also recorded How Could Red Riding Hood Been So Very Good and Still Kept the Wolf from the Door, Elsie Schulzenheim, Oh Doris, Where Do You Live, and If You Can't Tell the World She's a Good Little Girl, Just Say Nothing at All. Before Al Lentz, it was Ted Fiorito and his orchestra with Muzzy Marcellino vocalizing on Hot Dogs and Sarsaparilla from a Brunswick 78 recorded June 4, 1934. We began with the J. Fred Coots, Charles Newman collaboration, A Hot Dog, A Blanket, and You, performed by Gene Cardos and his orchestra. The vocalists on that October 23, 1931 recording were Joel Shaw, who did the falsetto voice, and Gene Cardos. The entire band join in on that bizarre little cheer, Ikey, Moses, Jake, and Sam, we are the boys that don't eat ham. Baseball, football, swimming in a tank, we've got the money but we keep it in the bank. Yay, team!
Part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at radiofreeworld.com.
It's time now for that portion of the show we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. And here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is the Arcadians Dance Orchestra.
But what do I care? It's a love nest I can share with you. Seven flights I must climb ere I come to the door. But what does it matter? I'd climb seven more to reach that paradise for two. I never know what bliss is until I call you Mrs. and tasted your sweet kisses too. Folks can keep all the riches, for they'll never see a happiness which is exclusive to me in a love nest I can share with you. Thank you.
swine to the pig pen. Hey, stop, kiss my sister. I'm gonna tell Ma, tell my Pa on you. Hey, stop talking to Mister. You're teaching her things we don't want her to know. I can see you hiding right behind the apple tree. Don't think you can scare me by tossing those apples at me. Ah, cut it out. Hey, stop kissing my sister. You gonna pill, huh? I'm gonna tell Mom and tell my Pa on you.
Proposing, he's my friend, still it's late.
Some rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays. We began with a very nice tune written by Norman Hackforth and performed by the Arcadians Dance Orchestra, directed by Bert Furman, Cute Little Flat, from July 17, 1929. Then, from July 16, 1940, it was Fats Waller in his rhythm and Hey, Stop Kissing My Sister, written by Eddie Payton and Kay and Phil Coblin. That was followed by Gene Goldkett and his orchestra, July 12, 1928, and Just Imagine, with the vocal by Greta Woodson. Just Imagine was written by DeSilva Brown and Henderson in 1927. I hope you'll make sure to tune in or click in next week for our special 4th anniversary show. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.